Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Hey kids, today's featured words are bombard and MC.
Today in the Botsford home, Becky and Bob are in the middle of a riveting competition.
This is definitely not a riveting competition.
Ooh, a game show. What's it called?
It's called May I Have a Word. Bob likes it because they have a monkey on it.
Well, hello there, game show fans. I'm Seymour Orlando Smooth.
Seymour Smooth? He's not the regular MC. The regular MC is Bo Handsome.
I'm here filling in for that other MC who isn't here for a reason that has nothing to do with anything bad I've done. And now, it's time to play...
May I Have a Word?
Wrong answer. It's time to play May I Have Your Money? The game show that asks the question, May I Have Your Money? Hold up your money. What is the secret word that will make me happy, contestant number one?
Who are you?
Incorrect.
You think something's happened to Bo Handsome?
I'm sorry. The secret word is mine. You lose.
I'm not sure I understand the rules, but that Seymour Smooth does have very shiny teeth.
Mom, I have to go buy some school supplies. I've been bombarded with homework assignments lately.
Well, that sounds painful.
Actually, bombard means when you throw a lot of stuff at someone, like assignments or questions. So Seymour threw a lot of questions at the contestants. He bombarded them with questions. Okay, bye! Word up!
Now, let's move on to the What's in Your Pocket round.
This new MC seems mostly crooked. Maybe that's what MC stands for. Mostly crooked! Oh, I'm mostly confused. Oh, maybe I'm an MC. I'm not. I'm not an MC.
See you next time on May I Have Your Money? This is your MC, Seymour Orlando Smooth, signing off.
Excuse me, I have some questions to ask you, Mr. Smooth.
Excuse me, I'm the MC here. I'll ask the questions. And my first question is, what's that?
Huh? Oh, something smells funny. I mean, something about this situation smells funny. Good detecting, Huggy. Maybe this will lead us to Bo Handsome.
Meanwhile, somewhere in this studio.
Ah, I'm so handsome. Not one wrinkle. My face is too perfect.
You can't stop looking at yourself. You are transfixed by your own image, Bo Handsome. Mr. I get to MC a game show twice every day. Soon, the world will forget about you, and I shall be the greatest MC in the world. One last look. No, I can't. Yes, I must. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes! Oh, please, Seymour, stop tantalizing yourself.
Huggy, we're being bombarded with lights and music.
Hello! Let's play Go Away, the game show that no one wins, even you, Word Girl.
Is this going to be unfair? unfair and totally rigged?
No, but it might be unfair and totally rigged. Alrighty, answer all of these questions at once in the right order.
That doesn't sound unfair and totally rigged.
Wanna bet? Here are your questions. What organ do you use to see with?
Eye.
What's another word for sweet potato?
Yam.
What do you make to tie two ropes together?
The knot.
What do you horses eat?
Hay.
What's the opposite of loser?
Winner.
Put them all together.
I am not hay winner.
You're right. You are not a winner.
Hey. Wow.
I'm so sorry about that. Not really.
It looks like Word Girl lost the game by winning. Or did she win by losing?
Hey, I'm the MC here. I'll ask the questions.
I don't really know what MC means.
MC stands for Master of Ceremonies, the person who hosts an event or TV show and introduces the guests or contestants.
Yeah, you'll see. Just watch round two.
But we're not the only ones watching. Seymour Smooth is televising this to the world.
This looks like this'll be the best game show ever.
Now it's time to move on to exciting round two, where anything can happen, except you winning, Word Girl. It's time to play Catch All the Cupcakes! This time, the contestant will be your little monkey friend, Captain Huggy Face.
He's being bombarded with cupcakes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say catch all the cupcakes? I meant don't catch all the cupcakes. You lose.
Unfair and totally rigged.
Told you.
But good cupcakes.
My mom's recipe. She adds the little nuts. And speaking of the little nuts, this next game's gonna drive you crazy. And now, the hardest test of all, the final round called Let Me Show You the Door. Just choose the right door and you can leave. Is it door number one? Door number one. Or door number one?
Anywhere until we find Bo Handsome, the greatest MC of them all.
Bo Handsome. Bo Handsome. Bo Handsome! Oh, you think he's so great? Look at him.
Wow, I'm handsome.
Mr. Handsome! Mr. Handsome?
Wow, my face is too perfect.
I'll take that.
Word Girl, where did you come from? And where am I?
Seymour Smooth has trapped you here and taken over your game show. And he's been bombarding everyone with really unfair questions. I think he may have a bit of MC envy.
Word Girl, I think you're absolutely correct. What do we have for her?
I'll tell you what we have for her, Mr. Bo Handsome, but not as handsome as me. This. Zing!
Ah! His teeth! Too shiny!
Shiny!
Sorry, I've got to ask. Why did you have Mr. Handsome trapped down here?
I was jealous that he gets to be on TV twice a day when I am the best MC in the world and smoothest.
You? I'm a better MC and smoother and handsomer.
Too bad today's word isn't modesty.
You're right, Captain Huggy Face. There's only one way to settle this. An MC off. MC to MC with me MCing. That will be fair and square.
I like square.
And I hate fair.
Perfect. It's time for the host with the most. The game show where two contestants bombard each other with MC phrases to prove who's the host with the most. There are 15 seconds on the clock. Go!
Let's meet our players.
A brand new car.
A year's supply of bubble gum.
Good answer.
Time is running out.
Absolutely correct.
Is that your final answer?
Survey says...
Tell him what he's won.
You've won the home version.
On to the lightning round.
And now... could we just... I can't stand this game.
Sorry, wrong answer.
Oh, but thanks for being such a good sport. What? I can't lose. I'm an MC, and an MC always has the right answers.
That's right. And what was that long answer I gave you before?
I am not a winner.
Absolutely right. You're not. Huggy, show our loser what he's won.
You stole money from those kids, and so you've won an all-expense-paid vacation to jail!
Enjoy!
Bo! You can't let them take me away. After all, aren't we both MCs?
Well, Seymour Orlando Smooth, it looks like you won't be back after these messages. No, not so fast. It's your mother's cupcakes!
Well, where are all the little nuts?
Glad you asked. Huggy, show them.
I was hoping for the little sprinkles. I like sprinkles. When they're little.
Hey, Mom.
Becky, have you done your homework?
Yep. How about a game of checkers?
But I thought you were bombarded with assignments.
I was, but I spent all afternoon working hard and not playing games. Much.
That's nice. But didn't you also say you thought checkers was sort of boring?
Maybe the old way. But now, here's your MC, Bob!
Oh! Maybe MC stands for monkey checkers!
Oh, no, Mom. I'll explain. See, MC stands for master...
And as Becky bombards her mother with definitions, this is your MC, sort of, reminding you to join us for the next competitive episode of... Word Girl!
Word Girl!
I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is... fumble. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Okay, what do you think, Emily?
Fumble means to carry a huge stack of books.
Nope, sorry. Yes, Tommy?
Fumble means to handle an object clumsily and sometimes drop it. In all those clips, everyone was fumbling whatever they were holding.
That's it. Tommy, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl extremely valuable diamond-encrusted egg!
Ooh.
Yikes! Don't fumble that egg! Phew, that was close. Okay, that's it for today's... Oh, that's a shame. Well, as I was saying, that's it for today's episode. See you next time, huh?
May I have a word?
Listen for the words mistaken and fib.
It's Word Girl versus the Energy Monster in a fight for the ages.
Huggy, initiate emergency plan number 421. Oh, no. Huggy is for some strange reason suddenly frozen. How unexpected and interesting. Hey, big guy. You thirsty?
Work, Word Girl. Mind if I get some pictures for my next article?
I've got to run, Scoops, but feel free to... Oh, maybe just a few. Like this? How about this? This is tough. Okay, I really need to go now. See ya!
Oh, Word Girl, just a few more shots.
Of course I'm the best recorder player you've ever taught. I'm
Victoria Best. The word best is right in the name. Silly music teacher.
Did I just see what I think I saw? Is Word Girl's secret identity really Victoria Best? Becky, you gotta see this. I think I may have figured out Word Girl's secret identity. Look at these pictures. What if Word Girl is really Victoria Best?
Scoops, there is no way Victoria Best is Word Girl.
But look, Word Girl rounded the corner, and then all of a sudden, Victoria Best was standing right there.
Yeah, I think that was just a coincidence.
Well, there's only one way to find out the truth. Oh, Victoria, can you confirm that this is you in this picture?
That's me. Don't I look fabulous?
Victoria Best, are you, in fact, really Word Girl?
Am I really Word Girl?
The city's greatest, most amazing, and best superhero? Or are you just a normal average person like the rest of us?
Well, that is me in that picture. Yes, that's me. You figured it out. I am really Word Girl.
I can't believe this is happening!
It's not happening. Victoria is fibbing. She's not Word Girl.
Yes, I am. I am Word Girl. And I've been protecting the city all this time. Phew, has it been hard keeping this secret so long? But I'm glad it's out, so I can finally soak up the admiration from my adoring fans. The autograph line starts here. Let's keep it orderly, people. No pushing.
Best wishes, Vicky B. You're welcome. Stay strong, Victoria Best.
Victoria Best admits she's Word Girl. This is going to be the greatest article yet.
Everybody, Victoria Best is not really Word Girl. I mean, isn't it obvious that she's totally fibbing, you guys? You guys?
I love you. Sorry.
People have been wondering about Word Girl's secret identity for years.
And all this time,
Victoria Best has been Word Girl.
This is the biggest news ever.
More like the biggest fib ever.
I know that if my daughter was Word Girl, I'd be the proudest dad in the whole wide world.
Okay, enough. You guys, Victoria is not Word Girl.
Look at the proof, Becky.
Ugh, this is so frustrating. You guys are wrong. The article is wrong. And nobody will believe me.
But Becky, these two photos show Word Girl turning into Victoria, clear as day.
You think that's what they show, but you're mistaken.
Huh?
If you're mistaken, it means you're wrong about something. You think something is one way, but it's actually another. And you are mistaken in thinking that Victoria Best is Word Girl, because she's not. I am going to my room! Yeah, I guess it's important to keep Word Girl's real identity a secret. I don't want villains showing up at my front door day and night. How can I prove to everyone that Victoria isn't really Word Girl? That's it! If people see Victoria and Word Girl in the same place, standing side by side, it will prove that they're two different people. Why didn't I think of this before?
Now you're talking!
I'm a genius!
Later, in the headquarters of the Word Girl International Fan Club...
And in conclusion, that's why I throw myself into danger on a daily basis. To protect the citizens of my fair city, but also to prove, without a doubt, that I am the best! Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Word Girl. I mean, Victoria. I can honestly say that that was the best lecture we've ever had here at the Word Girl Fan Club. Get it? Best?
That's my name. Please wear it out.
Ha! Stop it! Stop it! Okay, now if you don't mind, I'd like to open up the floor for questions from our esteemed members. I'll go first.
Victoria! Scoops Ming, Big City Times, big time fan. Can you transform for us right now?
Sure I can transform. Watch this. Word up!
That was amazing.
Where'd she go? Where's Victoria?
Nice try, Word Girl. We all know that you are Victoria. But thanks for showing us that transformation.
Okay, fan club members, you've got to listen to me. Victoria is not Word Girl. She fibbed when she said that. That is a fib.
A fib?
Right. If someone fibs, it means they told a lie or something that isn't true. Victoria said she's Word Girl, but actually she is not Word Girl.
Well, now I think you're fibbing.
I'm not fibbing, I'm telling the truth.
Okay, I see what you're doing. Victoria here wants us all to keep wondering if she really is Word Girl. She wants to keep the mystery alive.
Ugh, this is so frustrating.
Moments later, at Victoria's house...
Okay, Victoria, time for your fib to be finished. Whoa! Get back here!
I'm the best at running away!
Looks like we've got you cornered.
How about a little hypnotically lovely music?
Nice try, Victoria! See? It's really not that loud!
Oh, yeah? Well, what if I turn up the volume? That'll do, Notes. That'll do. I'm the best.
Can't wiggle free.
Oh, how nice of you two to stick around. Get it?
What do you plan on doing with us, Victoria?
Nothing. That's the whole point. I'll keep my two newest trophies on the shelf where they belong while I go soak up the city's love for being their best superhero.
But you can't really fight crime.
We know that, but nobody else does. And there's nothing more fun than everyone thinking you're the best! Oh, that must be one of my many admirers. Hello. Did you come for an autograph?
Victoria, there's trouble at the bank.
And this affects me how?
We need help!
Would you settle for an autograph?
Please help us!
Victoria, you've got to untie us so we can stop—
No can do, Word Girl. It's just one little crime. The city can manage without you.
Oh, busy day.
Excuse me. Oh, TJ, you've come to invite me to another Word Girl fan club meeting.
No! Chuck the evil sandwich guy is stealing all the mustard from the grocery store. You have to stop him.
Yeah, sorry. Not gonna happen. Got a lot on my schedule today, TJ.
How long do you think you can keep this up?
I can keep telling people to go away all day. I'm the best at telling people to go away all day.
Oh, let's try it again.
Ah! What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Where have you been? I've been waiting to battle you in the park for the last hour. Turning the trees into cheese is no fun without a little pushback. Now change into Word Girl. Let's do this.
Oh, sounds great. I can't wait. Oh.
Meet me in the park and bring the monkey. Do your job, will you?
Wait, now even the villains are showing up? Everybody knows I'm the best.
Not the best at tying people up?
No way! This is so not the best.
Thanks. Now it's time to clear my name. Step one, catch the crooks. Step two, get some indisputable evidence that...
Word Girl and Victoria Best are not the same person.
Good headline. Gets right to the point.
Turns out I was mistaken when I thought Victoria was Word Girl. I guess Word Girl's secret identity is still a secret.
Yeah, I wonder who she is.
Me too. Why are you talking like that?
Okay, I admit it. I'm not really Word Girl. That was a fib. But you have to admit, I had everybody fooled, so that was pretty much the best fib ever. In fact, I would say I might be the best fibber in the world. The best fibber, the best fib, the best everything!
And so, with Victoria's fib exposed and our hero's mistaken identity all cleared up, all is well in the city. Join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Tommy, you correctly defined the word fumble. Ready to play the bonus round?
You know it.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for fumble. Okay, give it a shot, Tommy.
It's number two. That's a picture of Chuck fumbling one of his rays.
Correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show Tommy what he's won, Huggy. A tube of official Word Girl super glue.
Ooh.
You want some help with that? Okay, well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskidsgo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!